The Old Testament reading today is Psalm 23. You'll find it in your hymnal on page 474. I invite you to open it up because we're going to read it at the end of the sermon. Many of you probably know it by heart. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod, your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me. In the presence of mine enemies, you anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The word of God in Scripture, the word of God among us, the word of God within us. Thanks be to God. A pastor friend told me a story of one of her church members. The church member remembered an incident with her daughter. Her daughter is now in college and actually works in the chaplain's office. But when she was in kindergarten, she was at a church meeting where they were invited to recite their favorite scripture. And kindergarten Laura quickly raised her hand to join in the reciting of scripture. And because she was so young, most people thought she would say something like, God is love, or the shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. Instead, she went up to the front of the room and stood on a table and recited the 23rd Psalm by heart. It's a powerful passage. It draws on the hearts of children and also draws on the hearts of folks that are older. I know when I go into a hospital and someone is on so many medications that they are not themselves, or if I go to an Alzheimer's unit where because of changes in their minds, they are not themselves, if I read this verse, these verses, the 23rd Psalm, more often than not, that person tends to break through the fogginess of brain or the fogginess of drugs and can say these words with me. It stuns me. Something comes from the core of who they are, and they recite this psalm with me. It does speak to us. It draws on those powerful images of God as shepherd, of God as host. And it flows into that wonderful New Testament passage from John about Jesus being the good shepherd and the sheep knowing his name. It's powerful and gentle. It's simple and complex. It's comfort and conviction. It's proclamation and it's confession. And it fits during Lent in this time of journey. It talks about being in the cool, clean grass.